Bring them in.
This isn't right. Wait.
Sergeant, what the hell?
You better take a look at this, sir.
Well, Mr. Raskolnikov. I wish to give testimony. I killed the old woman, Alyona, and her sister, Lizzie, with an axe. I was confused at the time. I didn't know what I was doing. My brother Mike is not guilty. I alone am guilty of this crime. May God, etc., and so on. Signed, Nikolai Ostrovsky, painter and decorator. How did they get this load of bull? Well, again.
You didn't expect this.
Neither did you.
So you have nothing else you'd like to ask me, Inspector?
Wonderful sense of humor you have, Mr. Raskolnikov. No, I don't have anything else I wish to ask you. Looks like it's all cleared up now, doesn't it?
Well, then there's no reason for me to stay, is there?
None at all, but come again if you...
I think this is goodbye, Inspector.
Just a moment, sir.
One little word, sir, if I may.
Isn't anybody...
Go on. We will have to ask you a thing or two formally, you understand, just to clear up. Official, since you were a customer of Alyona's, just technical stuff for the records.
Look, I'm sorry. If I was short with you, if I lost my temper...
Easily done, after all. But maybe we will have that game of billiards, eh? One day.
And get to know each other.
And
properly.
Get to know each other.
Now that you have your man.
Now that we have our man. And you're off to...
A funeral, is it happening?
Yes, of course, the official, Marmeladov. Know his daughter.
What? Did you say I know his daughter, or you, the police, know his daughter?
You know, Roger, I like you. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but there's something about you that, in your way, you really are an interesting young man.
Look, I have to go now. The funeral...
And because I do like you, I'm going to tell you something... Now, goodness knows why, but, well, you know how it is during an investigation. Hmm? No, well, I don't suppose you do, but all sorts of things come up.
What do you mean?
Your sister's fiancé, ex-fiancé, Mr. Luzhin.
What do you know about the toad?
I know that he does not like you one little bit. He regards you as the architect. I say architect of his tragedy.
You mean his attempt to buy my sister, don't you?
Whatever.
So what is it to you, Inspector?
I see things as a policeman. I see effects, and I look for causes. Sometimes I happen across causes, and I look for effects.
Are we back with Alyona?
No. My dear young man, don't be so ready to take offense. We have our killer, as you have pointed out.
Well, then?
Mr. Luzhin is lodging cheaply, a respectable enough place. He felt this was appropriate whilst the apartment being prepared for his married bliss was being furnished.
I hope it drags him down to hell.
Oh, it will certainly cost him, since he wasn't able to get refunds on the furniture or the rent paid in advance.
That'll sting the toad.
It will make him angry. It will feed his desire to hurt you, Rodya.
How can he hurt me?
Through those you care about.
He'd never dare touch Mother or Dunya. Besides, Dmitry Razumihin is looking out for them.
Not them, but say the daughter of a family who lodge in the same building. A family who have suffered a loss recently, who hold a funeral supper today.
Sonia? What do you mean? Tell me.
He knows of your connection with her.
He wrote a filthy letter to my mother about her. A vile insect's letter.
He means you harm, Roger. And he'll get to you through her. Now be careful. Be very careful.
You owe me no favors. I just laughed in your face. Why are you doing this? Why?
Maybe because we both care about the truth. And now I have work to do.
We must talk another time. Goodbye.
Why did he warn you? What does he really care about Sonia or the truth? Or is he telling you that you're being watched? That anyone connected with you is being watched? No, that's not true. It can't be true. But then maybe he only wants to make you believe it's true. Or believe in the truth. So everything's double-ended now. And despite the painter and his confession, nothing is over at all between us. Nothing.
Oh, Mr. Raskolnikov, here you are at last.
Mrs. Marmeladov, I'm sorry I couldn't get to the funeral. I had another appointment.
Oh, it doesn't matter, really. It doesn't matter at all. As you see, the guests have arrived, but... Oh, Well, I must apologize for the quality. Yes, the quality.
The food.
Not the food, sir. Through your own generosity, we have been able to provide a proper meal to remember my dear, poor, unfortunate husband. It's the guests. I invited all the better lodgers, but unfortunately circumstances prevented. And only the... See those poles over there? Nice people, but... And Captain Gregoriev. Actually, he was only a sergeant. And well, Mr. Lushin, who had been so concerned and kind since only yesterday. Mr. Lushin, yes, he actually gave dear Sonia 10 rubles to help with things. But he unfortunately doesn't.
Really, Mrs. Marmeladov, it doesn't matter.
Of course, I had to invite our landlady, Amalia.
Katerina, dearie, who is the young man, eh?
Not really our kind of person, you understand, a bit common. Amalia, this is Mr. Raskolnikov, a student.
Pleased to meet you.
Oh, yeah, quite a nice young man, yeah?
Yeah, yes. Amalia has been very helpful with the meal.
Nothing it is, Katie. The forks and knives are mine, the glasses, the cloth is mine, the pancakes is cooked on my stove. But help, I am happy to, yeah? For such a sad time, no? At such times, we who are fortunate must help those who are not. Yeah?
Why don't you go and sit down, Amalia, dear? I think there's an end of sausage unfinished on your plate.
Waste not, want not, Katie, dear. Yeah.
There's a few years since she's seen her waist, stupid fat goose.
Are you all right?
Yes, of course. Yes, I... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, look at those poles guzzling. Hey, Wojtek! Don't hold back. Have some more vodka. Go on, all of you.
It's good stuff. It's real stuff. Burns like fire, warms the heart.
Go on, Captain. Have another beer. Drinks us out of house and home.
Damn good feed, madame. Good beer and good scoffer as well.
See those two? Yeah. They think they're classy. They're no better than... Amalia!
Yeah, Katie, I hear you.
If those two friends of yours steal the spoon, don't come running to me.
That is not so funny, yeah?
No. She doesn't get it. Sitting there, gawking like a... She invites those two. But not the better class of tenant. Oh, no, even though I asked her to. I asked. I said, please.
Can I pour you a glass of this wine?
Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, if only Mr. Lushin manages to come. He would so raise the tone of the evening. Don't you agree?
I think that I know that young lady. Hello, Polenka.
Hello, you.
Manners, please, Polenka.
It's all right. We're old friends, aren't we?
I talked to him the other day. It's all right. He's nice. Not like that other one.
Mr. Lushin is a gentleman of the most gentlemanly...
I call him the toad.
Here, Roger, I'll tell you something he did. Come on.
Excuse me, just a moment, Mrs. Marmeladov.
Of course. Ah, oh, Captain. Not drunk your way through all the beer yet?
Not at all, dear lady. Not like some... I could name.
I won't pretend that Councillor Marmeladov didn't on occasion have a glass or two.
10 or 15.
Too many. But he was a kind man, a noble man who respected his family.
Katie, where's your Sonia? She's late. Not out working today, I hope.
Oh. And yes, he got into bad company. But he always carried something. A sweet or something for the children in his pockets.
Oh.
And some said, oh, there you are again, Mr. Raskolnikov. Sit down, sit down.
Or she might get strict and pull your hair out.
And not only a little clumps. That's not how she does it, eh? All handfuls.
These people, they're just insects. Or are they just trying to make do? To make the best of what if you were to squash them with your boot?
Yes, I pulled his hair out. And he used to sit there in that corner. And he'd look at me and... I feel so sorry for him. But I knew that if I... Kindness would not help. Oh, Sonia, at last, where are you?
Mama, are you all right?
She was getting excited, that's all.
But to be worried, there is no reason. All of you, carry on, yeah?
No, it's my table. How dare she?
Mother, please, drink some of this.
Did you see Mr. Lushin? Did you press the invitation?
He said he might come later.
He's taken an interest in us, you know.
Oh, you told me.
And, well, he said nothing for certain, but he hinted that perhaps he might back my scheme for a girls' school. Actually, more a college for young ladies.
A school you're still thinking of, Katie,
A college, Amalia. Because, as I'm sure you know, having been brought up myself in such institutions...
Institutions?
I do understand something of the proper behaviour, Captain, that is expected in society.
Yeah, college is good. Money you could make,
It's not the money, it's the position.
No, no. Me you believe, honey. It's the money.
Well, of course, Amalia, you and I would have different priorities.
Like paying the rent on time?
And, of course, my Sonia would make a wonderful assistant.
What would she teach him?
That little flat back.
I'll go mad if you don't get away from this. But maybe you are mad. Or in hell. Oh.
Well, of course, Amalia, you wouldn't know about society or manners, would you? Since you probably spent your youth tying the string round the ends of fat German sausages!
What did you say? You charity case?
Enter the toad.
Mr. Lucian, thank goodness you've arrived. Please tell this person...
Forgive me, madame.
Madame.
I have no intention in being part of this strife. I say strife between you and your landlady. I have come on another matter and wish to speak at once with your stepdaughter, Sonia. Be so good as to get out of the way.
What?
Sonia, come here. Now I have to tell you that a banknote value 100 rubles has vanished from my room.
Oh.
You were there in that room yesterday, were you not?
Yes, but...
When I gave you 10, I say 10 rubles out of charity...
You see? Charity case, yeah?
To help your family at this difficult time. The money was there when you entered the room. It was not there after you left.
Oh, no.
Now I am a fair man and... I know your circumstances, and if you return the money to me now in front of these witnesses, then we'll say no more about it. You all hear what I say. Well, miss, what is it to be?
I don't know anything.
You don't know anything. Perhaps you should try thinking, miss. I'm not vindictive, I merely want the truth and my money back.
I didn't,
that's all.
I didn't.
Now, look here. I am a lawyer. Do you think I would make a false accusation? Eh? Do you, miss? Do you deny you were in my room and that I gave you 10 rubles?
No.
I gave you 10 rubles and you returned the kindness by stealing. I say stealing 100. That's not very nice, is it, miss? You have been very bad and you must be taught a lesson, and you will be, unless you admit your theft here and now.
Oh, God.
No? Nothing? Nothing at all? Amalia Ivanovna, be so good as to send the caretaker for the police.
Stealing. Again.
Remember, I say those words. The police will want me here.
You accuse Sonia of stealing? Sonia, how could you even have taken 10 rubles from this? Give it to me at once. Now, you have it back. Go on, eat it. Eat your filthy money.
Get her off me, she's crazy.
You, any of you, how dare you think that she would steal? Here, look, all of you. Can you show them? Our pockets are empty, all our pockets are.
Well, there you are, madame, folded into a little square at the bottom of her pocket. 100 rubles.
I didn't take it. I don't know anything. She didn't. No, we never.
Calm down, please. We're not accusing you, just your stepdaughter. And now that the truth is out and everyone can see this young woman for what she is.
No.
Well, I am not, as I said, a vindictive. I say vindictive man. And I am content to let this be a lesson, miss. As for the rest, let it pass. I have finished. Good evening, Mr. Raskolnikov. Would you be so good as to step aside?
Not yet, Mr. Luzhin. I have something to say first.
Nothing that I wish to hear.
Stay where you are. This man recently became engaged to my sister. After he showed himself to be unworthy, she threw him out. He considered it to be my fault.
He made it his business to follow me, to write a lying letter to my mother about my relationship with Sonia Marmeladov, and finally, he hoped to humiliate me by harming her.
Words are cheap, but here is 100 rubles.
For a man with money, charity comes pretty cheap at 10 rubles, doesn't it?
Out of the goodness of my heart!
But that wasn't all you gave, was it?
What are you talking about?
After you'd given her the 10, you saw her out of your room.
Yes.
But you stopped her for a moment on the landing and put your hand on her shoulder and told her that you were considering helping her mother start her college for girls.
So what if I did?
And as she turned to go, your hand moved down to her pocket and slipped something into it.
Total utter rubbish. I say rubbish!
It isn't rubbish. I saw you.
You?
I was waiting for Sonia, and you came out with her, and I saw you do it.
How could you?
I was in the corner, down beside the coats. You didn't see me, but I saw you.
You're lying. They've put you up to this.
I reckoned you were being kind without letting on. Like you were embarrassed about it. But I knew you weren't nice and you were up to something else.
You don't believe this little...
sound like as if she's lying, sir. Not to me, sir.
I know the little one. She's a good kiddie.
You are the liar!
I am not to be intimidated. Kindly step aside. The thief has been more than exposed and I shall pursue this. I say pursue this. The courts are not blind or drunk. They will not believe in this... whore. And her sister.
Oh.
Get out of my way.
Goodbye, Mr. Luzhin.
Oh, let him go! Sonia! Sonia, wait!
Run, Sonia. Run away. Get out of there. You have to get away. Get away?
Hello. You must be Lizzie. I've seen you around. Don't worry. I won't hurt you. I just have to...
Sonia, who killed them both?
No.
No, you don't have to do anything. Who is she? What does she matter to
you?
To me? To Rodion Raskolnikov? And you will say nothing, because after all, what is she to you? What are any of them to you?
What would have happened to me if you hadn't been there?
What would have happened? Do you see why it happened? How he was able to do it? Because of what you are.
Oh, don't talk like you did before. There's enough pain. I shouldn't have left. What are they doing?
Crying, shouting, drinking. Your mother is coughing up blood.
Oh, my God, I should have stayed with her.
No, stop, stop, stop. Just for one moment, thinking of them. They know where to find you. Sonia, I have to ask you a question. Suppose that you knew what that toad Luzhin was going to do before he did it.
How could I?
Never mind how. Say you knew. And say I hadn't been there and Paulinka hadn't seen him.
Oh, God, don't say that.
And say you'd been put in prison. And say your mother was thrown out in the cold. In the cold with her TB and so she died. And suppose the little ones ended up in some home and Paulinka ended up in some room like this. Suppose all that. And suppose you could stop it all just by turning a handle that would kill the toad. So either Luzhin dies, or your mother dies and Paulinka ends up on the streets. And you'd never get caught, and no one would ever know.
I thought you were going to ask something like that.
And?
It could never happen.
So you'd let Luzhin live?
How could I decide? No one put me here to work out that kind of thing. It's God.
Oh, and once he gets mixed up in it, you can forget everything.
Look, what do you want? You're not going to hurt me again, are you?
I said yesterday I wouldn't ask forgiveness. And now I'm almost... I was talking about Luzhin for myself, not you. I was seeking forgiveness.
Were you? From her?
Yes, I was. Forgiveness.
Well, maybe a second ago, but now... Look at her sweet little innocent suffering face. Sitting there like she could forgive anything. Like there's nothing you can do that would make her turn that sweet little innocent forgiving face away.
She is.
She's almost a saint.
There are no saints. Only hypocrites. Do something about it.
Go on. Get an axe and swing it into that sugary white flesh. Split that forgiving face. Yes. Do it now. Crush her skull like a cockroach shell. Now. Right now. this second. See how much she forgives you then.
Sonia, come here. Sit beside me.
Why?
You trust me, don't you? Just come. That's it. Come to me.
What is it? What's the matter with you?
Why do I hurt you like this, eh? Do you know?
You must be in so much pain.
Yesterday, I said I would tell you who killed Lizzie and Alyona. So here I am.
How do you know?
I know.
Has he been found?
No.
Then how...
Guess.
It scares me.
I must be a good friend of his, since I know.
Yes?
He didn't want to kill Lizzie. He wanted to kill the old woman. He thought she was alone. Lizzie came home, so he killed her too.
He killed her too. He...
So you can't guess?
No.
Sonia, look at me. You've guessed. Sonia.
What have you done to yourself? Oh, God.
How can you hold me now?
No one. No one in the whole world is unhappier than you.
You won't leave me.
Never. 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 I'll follow you. Oh, Lord, where were you? Where was he? Oh, Lord, why didn't I find him before?
I'm here.
Now that you've come, we'll be together. I'll follow you into exile. I'll go to hard labour with you wherever they send you. It doesn't matter how far.
Wait. Hold on. Maybe you don't want to go into hard labour.
How could you make yourself do it?
It was necessary.
Oh, you were hungry to help your mother.
No, Sonia, no, I wasn't that hungry. Yes, I did want to help my mother, but somehow that's not it either. No, stop. Stop this, Sonia.
I don't see how it can be true. I mean, you gave away all your money to us, and then you killed someone to get money. Oh, God, it wasn't what you gave us. It wasn't the same.
No, it wasn't the same money. My mother, she sent me some. It was mine. My money I gave you. And Alyona's money, I don't even know if there was any money. I grabbed a purse. It was round her neck, and I didn't look inside. And the things, cufflinks and chains and stuff, I didn't even... Earrings, I buried it under a stone. It's still there.
But for a robbery, you didn't take anything. How could it be a robbery?
I haven't decided if I'm going to take the money or not yet. What a stupid thing to say. How could I... You know, I'll tell you, yes? If I'd killed them just because I was hungry, then I would be quite happy now. And what difference does it make to you anyway, eh? What do you care that I've told you what I did? Does it make you feel better than me? Is this why I came? I asked you yesterday because you're the only one I have left.
Ask me what?
Not to do anything bad. Don't worry. And you know, it's only now that I've worked it out, what I was asking. I didn't know what I was asking. I wanted one thing. To ask you not to leave me. You won't leave me, will you, Sonia?
She holds your hand, and you look into her eyes and ask yourself why. Why did I tell her?
Now you want to know why, Sonia. And what can I tell you? Because you won't understand. You'll only drive yourself crazy trying to work it out.
No, I will. I will try.
Do I know myself? Because it was too much for me, so I put it onto you. Oh, yes, Sonia hurts, so Roger doesn't.
But you do. You do hurt, don't you?
Oh, we're so different. You're just... Why did I come? Why in hell's name did I come?
No, it's good that you did.
You want to know why I killed them?
Yes.
So I could be Napoleon. Is that clear? Got that?
No, but don't stop, please. I mean, it doesn't matter if I can't work it out, because I'll know. I'll know inside what you really mean.
Will you? All right. Let's say that Napoleon was me, living here in Petersburg. Well, I gave it a lot of thought. And what I understood was that he wouldn't think it shabby. He wouldn't even think about it, not for a second. If he considered it necessary, it would be done. That's all. Done and never ever thought about. So that's what I did. It's funny, but that's exactly how it was.
It's not funny. And I think you should tell me without all this Napoleon stuff. Tell me straight.
Yes. So, my mother and my sister, they were depending on me to make something of myself. Isn't that what they say? Make something of myself? And I wasn't. So for their sake, I needed money. And that's it. I killed Alyona for them.
Stop it. Stop. That's disgusting. disgusting. How could you make a joke out of it?
But it is the truth. I meant
it. Oh, what kind of truth is that?
I killed a cockroach, Sonia. I stepped on it and crushed its shell and it was dead. That's all.
No, you killed one of God's human beings, not an insect.
I know that. I'm lying. I've been lying for a long time. None of this is what it is. I haven't talked to anyone for... I seem to be getting that headache back again. For days, I wouldn't go out. I wouldn't eat. I lay there, dreaming and thinking. Thinking and dreaming. And I thought, people are stupid. Yes, they are. And I thought a thought that nobody had ever thought before in the world. A thought as bright as the sun. Why has no one ever looked at this mindless mass of human insects and placed his foot above it and crushed it? I wanted to do it, to have that courage. And so I killed, for that reason alone.
What about God? You forgot him and he must have given you to the devil.
Oh, you think when I was lying there in the dark that the devil was there beside
me? Don't laugh! That's... Oh, you don't understand anything!
I'm not laughing. Do you think I did it without thinking? I did it with more thought than... I wanted to know. Could I kill? Or was I a cockroach like all the rest? Could I cross over or not? Did I have the courage to smash through the walls that imprisoned every other human being on this planet? Did I have the right to be free and alone? To revalue all the values and to say, I am all that there is?
And you killed...
One day I'll tell you how I did it. Did I kill them? No, I killed myself. Bang, bang. Anyway, it was the devil. It was the devil made me do it. Oh, let me alone, Sonia.
So much suffering.
What do I do now, then?
Now, do. Go. Go. Go to the crossroads and kiss the earth and shout as loud as you can to the whole world, I have killed. And then God will let you be born again. Will you go? Will you go? Will you go? So he will forgive you.
So it's hard labor, is it? I have to go and denounce myself.
Oh, yes. You must.
And be forgiven? I won't. I can't.
But how will you go on? How will you talk to your mother? But you said you'd forgotten them already. How could you do that? How could you? Any of it? How can you be so alone?
Don't be a child, Sonia. Them? Who is the them I'm supposed to confess to at these crossroads? Don't you see, Sonia? They have no right to forgive me. I throw that forgiveness back in their faces.
Alone, it'll be too much for you.
Maybe I'll learn to bear the pain, eh? Listen, let's forget all that stuff for now. I came to tell you, they're after me. They're trying to catch me.
Oh, Lord!
So, maybe you don't want to go to hard labor now. Don't worry, I'll fight them. Will you visit me when I'm in prison?
Oh, yes. Yes, I will, I will,
no,
I will.
No, you better not.
Have you got a cross?
What? A cross to bear? What
a crucifix. Have you got one? Look, have this. It's cypress wood. I've got another, it's all right. Lizzie's brass one, she gave it to me because I was her friend. I gave her my little Virgin Mary... We'll bear the cross together.
Well, give it to me. No, don't. Later, maybe later.
When you go to your... When you tell them what you did, then.
Then, but now, Sonia, I must go. Why have you come back here, to this cupboard? Because this is where it all started. That's crazy. It's all so pointless.
Never in my whole life have I felt so utterly alone.
And isn't this exactly what you wanted? Dunya, what are you doing here?
I've been waiting for you.
Why?
Don't be angry, but I know. I know what they suspect. I know you are being persecuted and tortured because of this stupid suspicion.
How do you know?
Lucian. He pushed his way in, said I was unworthy of him, that I was the sister of a... that the police...
He's been to the police?
Something about stolen money. They'd sent him on his way, but he'd heard something or seen something. I don't know. And he said these awful, horrible things. Well, Dmitri says that's why you've been... why you had to leave to try and sort it all. I'll tell Mother it's all fine. That there's nothing to... I have to go, Rodya. I do.
Dunya, wait.
What is it?
Dmitri Razumikin. He's a good man.
Yes?
He's practical, hard-working, and he can love someone deeply. Goodbye, Dunya.
Are we really seeing each other for the last time? Is that why you said those things about Dmitri?
It doesn't matter. Goodbye. Kiss me.
Goodbye, Rodya.
Try to keep yourself from doing something stupid. Yes, that's the thing. Not to be stupid. Is it misty? Wrong time of year. But it is, surely. Fog. Mist. Oh, you could walk forever in this and no one would see you. And you would see no one. And it would all go on and on and... The Crystal Palace again. Was it here it all started? When you told that fool Zamyotov how you would have done it? Did he understand what you were saying? Who knows? Who cares? You're hungry. Eat. You have money. Buy food. That's it. Yes. That's all of it.
Rodya. Rodya, where have you been?
What's it to you, Dmitri? I'm here now. I'm going to eat a meat pie. Any objections?
Well, if you're eating, at least you're not sick.
What do you want?
I just want to find out if you're completely crazy.
What do you think?
I thought you were being such a bastard that you had to be. The way you treated your mother, I mean...
Do you want to explain that one to me?
I mean, either you were a total bastard or you had to be crazy, and I know you're not that bad, so...
I was crazy. When did you last see them?
Not long ago. Tea?
Yes, and...
Bring some tea, will you, and the pie, a slice of the pie. Look, your mother is ill. She's worried sick about you. She thinks you're spending time with Sonya Marmeladov, that...
She and I...
I don't know. Yes. Maybe yes. I told her it wasn't like that.
It wasn't like that.
At least talk to me.
Why?
Why? Why, he says. Why? What are we supposed to do? Look at each other? Get drunk or something? Talk. We talk. That's what we do, Rodya. We're supposed to be reasonable people.
I was talking about you, Dmitri, a while ago. To Dunya.
Where?
She came to my room.
And what did you say?
I told her you were a good man. I didn't tell her you loved her, but she knows that herself.
She knows?
Of course she does. Look, Dmitri, whatever happens to me, you must look after them.
Is it politics, Rodya? Are you mixed up in some kind of terrorist group, or what?
I'm saying this because I know you and I trust
then
you.
Then can't you tell me what's wrong?
You'll find out when you need to know. Trust me.
Oh, we all do. That's the trouble. You don't trust us. I don't think you trust anyone at all. I'll see you then.
Dmitri?
Yes?
You haven't finished your tea.
Never mind. Goodbye, Rodya.
So, the fight goes on. You're still here. Nothing is going to happen. Everything is going to be all right. You'll eat your beef pie and go home to your cupboard and...
Sit here with the dark and the spiders. Looking at the spiders. For eternity.
So, Mr. Raskolnikov, here we are again.
Everybody seems to think they can just walk into my room without the slightest...
Permission? I'm sorry if I disturb your room.
It doesn't matter. I've nothing to hide.
I know.
How?
We searched the room. How else?
And you found nothing.
Sit down, please.
You invite me to sit down in my own room?
You're looking a little feverish.
I'm fine. What do you want?
Smoke? No? You don't mind if I do. These things are going to kill me one day. My doctor, he tells me, cut it out, Porfiry, before it cuts you out. What can you do? I don't drink, so I need something. Eh?
Are you playing games with me, Inspector?
I just want to explain.
There's no need.
But there is. Oh, I saw your sister's ex-fiancé. Nasty piece of work, that one.
Toad. He came to see you?
Well, not me, but, we sent him on his way.
Whilst allowing him to find out I was a suspect in the murder case.
Are you?
You tell me.
That's exactly why I'm here. Last time we met, it was an odd little scene, wasn't it, eh?
As I recall, Nikolai the painter...
Yes, of course, what the papers would call a dramatic last-minute intervention saved us all from making a mistake.
You admit I'm innocent, then?
I gave you a pretty bad time, eh? Well, I'm ready to... I know you don't like me. How could you? But I must say, I have taken a liking to you. I want to straighten things out. Between us.
Go on, then.
Obviously, we have to follow the clues, as it were. The clues. Your name on Alyona's accounts. One or two witnesses who seem to have seen someone who might have been you, but might not. You fainting at the police station. The article. I really was impressed with that. You know what I thought?
How could I know what you thought?
It won't end here on paper for a man like this. Well, all circumstantial. And now we have Nikolai the painter. Facts, eh? We have facts. Oh, I was forgetting. The conversation you had with our clerk, Samyotov. You gave him a scare for sure. He came scuttling into my office. Inspector! Inspector! You'd have laughed. You really would. So you can't really blame me if I played the odd trick.
But Nikolai is...
He's a very simple young man. He does his work. He likes a laugh, likes a drink. Sometimes he even steals something. A pair of earrings he sees lying on the stairs. And recently, he's become mixed up with some religious group. You know the sort of thing these young people get caught up with. He's been working his way through the Bible, you know. Ashtray.
Use the floor.
You see, with this group, it's a sort of admission fee. Standing up and confessing your sins. After all, we are sinful men. Are we not? Nikolai wanted a sin, a big sin. He's a child. He's surrounded by policemen who offer him a sin, a big sin. They virtually tell him, confess and we will all like you. The church tells him, confess and we'll all like you. What does he do? He confesses. Of course he does. But this isn't a child's crime. This is all about ideas gone very, very bad. This is a modern killing. Self-aware. Ironic, theoretical, considered and reconsidered. Not losing you, am I? This is the crime of one who considers himself a pale angel walking amongst men, despising them. This is no Nikolai the painter.
Then who?
Who killed them? You did, Roger. You killed them.
It wasn't me.
There is no one else?
Oh, this is the old game, Inspector. Same old tricks.
I don't care about that anymore, Mr. Raskolnikov. There are no witnesses here, just you and me. Makes no difference whether you confess or not.
Then why are you here? I said it before, if you have any evidence, arrest me, now.
More convenient if I don't.
If you're convinced that I...
Circumstantial evidence. Nothing firm, no facts. Now, I'm taking a chance here. I'm talking to you openly and honestly. I have an offer for you.
What kind of offer?
You come to my office and confess everything. It'll be better for you, better for me. Now, is that open and plain or not?
But what if you're wrong?
Wrong? Look, I will take you in, lock you up. Sooner or later, I'm going to do it. It'll be better for you if you confess.
That's ridiculous. Stupid. It's insulting. If you're going to lock me up anyway, why should I confess? Even supposing I wasn't...
Reduction of sentence. See, if you do, I lose all this suspicion, all this fencing. It looked like you did it when you were not, as they say, of sound mind. Plus, you confess to save poor Nikolai. Why, whatever they give you, you'll walk it. And it'll make things easier for me. Less paperwork, that sort of stuff. Bureaucracy, you know how it is. You can trust me on this.
I don't want your reductions of sentence.
I was afraid of that. Look, don't throw this away. You've got a lot of life left. Don't waste it. You've got talent. You could still have a future.
Because they reduced the sentence, I should confess, eh?
Or are you ashamed? It's not like you to be ashamed, I would say.
I spit on your shame.
You see, what's so sad is that you could be a remarkable man, Rodya. Everything you want to be, you could be. All you need now
is to do what justice asks of you. I know you don't believe that, but it is so. And life will carry you. All you need is clear air, and you will grow.
Who the hell are you to say that?
Me. I'm a finished man. I can feel for you, maybe even know something about you, but I am made. Complete. You will be going through an experience that will change you utterly. When you emerge from it, if you survive it, you will be a new man. Well, who'd have thought it? Power Fury getting all philosophical. Don't tell the lads at the station or I'll never live it down.
How long have I got?
Before I arrest you. 2 days.
What if I run?
You won't. There's no point. You come back to me because you need me. Same thing if I lock you up. Sometime, even after the trial, you'll have to come to me and confess. You won't know, not 10 minutes before. But then you'll be there because you know you have to pay. Very, very appropriate. Thunder rolls. Enter the Demon King. Or were you thinking of going out?
I need some air. Do you object?
How could I? You're a free man.
And then, goodbye. And don't get the idea in your head that I did confess today. I've been listening out of curiosity, that's all.
Of course, and in return, perhaps you'll do something for me. Over the next few hours, if you get any ideas, think you might settle this business some other way, then leave me a note, will you? Just a few lines, but good and clear. No misunderstandings. And wherever you put the stuff, if you could say where it is, if you could, it'd be a help. Just. Well, goodbye then, Mr. Raskolnikov.
Rain. To wash away the guilt. Napoleonic guilt. Guilt of the man who stands alone on the mountaintop. They think you're strange. And anyway, it has to be done.
Mother.
Oh, Roger. You're soaked. You'll catch your death.
Sorry, Mother. I'm sorry. I was out in the rain, that's all.
Oh, don't be sorry, my love. I'm just so glad to see you. Don't worry about anything. I don't want to know. I don't care. I'm just so glad you're here. And I read your article in the magazine. I'm so proud of you, a published author. Look, look.
Well, so there it is. And yes, you thought you cared about nothing. But there is a tiny spark of pride. Your first published...
It's all rubbish.
There, Mother, take it. I've made it wet.
And it's only a start. You're going to be all your father and I ever hoped. You're going to make a mark in the world, Roger. I know it. And I'll be so proud. It makes everything, all the things I worried about, that dreadful little room, your old clothes, you're not eating. There's a reason for it. You're going to be a remarkable man. They'll point me out in the streets back home. That's the mother of the great author, Raskolnikov. I love you so much, Roger. And I worry so much.
Is Dunya here?
Oh, I'm sorry. No. No, she went out. She goes out often, the air. She needs the air. But she misses you, Roger. She does. Oh, I'm forgetting. Coffee. You want coffee? Let me get you a towel. Your hair's still wet. I'll dry it.
Mother, stop. I'm going in a moment.
No.
I want to say... I have to say... Whatever happens, whatever you hear about me, will you still love me like you do now?
Of course. How could I ever not love my little boy?
I've come to tell you that I've always loved you. And I've come to tell you that although you will be unhappy, I love you now more than I love anything. And I know I've been cruel and all that, but I never... I always loved you. And I wanted to tell you that... that's what I wanted to say. And I've said it.
I think about you all the time. When I don't sleep. And I think that one day something awful is going to happen. But what is it? What's going to happen?
I'm going away.
Yes. Yes, I thought he's going away. But we can come with you. We can be together, Dunya and me, and Dmitri. He can come too, and we can all... But where are you going?
Goodbye, Mother.
Not now.
I have to go. I must.
And I can't go with you and look after you.
You can pray. Maybe your prayer will be heard.
Let me hug you now. Oh, when you were little. After Daddy died, we used to hug. Do you remember? Oh, how we used to hug. And you were so hot. Such a hot little boy. Are you going far?
Very far.
Is it a good job? A career?
That's enough, Mother.
Roger, it's not forever yet. Not forever.
You shouldn't have come. It was stupid. It didn't do any good. Who was it for? Her or your vanity? It was for her. Surely for her. Are they watching you now? Pafiri's people. Perhaps he thinks he doesn't need to, that you'll just deliver yourself up. Then he's wrong. The game isn't over until... Dunya!
You, here.
I saw Mother.
I saw Sonia.
What?
We sat together at her place most of the afternoon. Where have you been?
Walking. I slept on a hay barge on the river.
Why on earth?
I owed it to someone.
We were afraid, Sonia and I, that... But you still believe in life?
No, but I came to see Mother. I don't believe in tears, but I cried when she held me. I don't believe in God, but I asked her to pray for me. I don't understand any of this anymore.
But you didn't tell her...
What you now know is the truth.
Yes.
I thought... I really thought of ending it in the river, just now, before I came. Only, if I am strong, then I shouldn't be afraid of the shame. Is that pride, Dunya?
Yes.
And you don't reckon I was just scared of the water?
Stop that. No more of that, please.
It's late. I've got to go and give myself up. I don't know why I'm doing it, but... Why are you crying?
By going to suffer, haven't you already wiped out half your crime?
Crime? What crime? Crime? It's crazy. I've been fooled into this confession by Barbary, by my own stupidity.
But what are you saying? You killed someone. You shed their blood.
Which is spilled in millions of gallons all over the world every bloody day. Look, Dunya, I at least would have done good things if it all hadn't gone stupidly wrong. My crime is not being able to endure even the first step on the path to something better.
No, that's not it at all. That's all wrong.
Well, I really don't understand how shooting someone in a war is somehow respectable, and this... Dunya, I am guilty. Forgive me. Go to Mother. Stay with her. Dmitri will stand by you. I'll try to be strong and honest, even if I am a murderer. The main thing is, everything will go on in a new way. It'll break apart and go now. Not a word. Go. Why do they love you when you don't deserve it? If only you could be alone. Absolutely alone, and no one loved you. You've never loved anyone ever. And if you could be alone, then none of this would be. 20 years hard labor. The river wears away the stone. How you hate them all. The river wears away the stone. And you...
I've come for your cross, Sonia. Since you're the one who wants me to go to the crossroads. Well, don't back off. Don't run now it's come to the business.
I wasn't running.
You see, the way I see it, it's simple numbers. I get the best deal I can by handing myself in. Well, where are these crosses? Come on, out with them.
I don't understand you, Roger.
Never mind. Just give them to me.
Good. Right. So here I take the cross upon myself. Cypress wood for simple folk. I remember a silver cross shaped like this. At Aliona's. For some reason I didn't pick it up. No, I'm getting distracted. You're not crying as well, are you? This isn't easy, you know. Stop it, Sonia. Just stop it.
Cross yourself. Say one prayer. Only one.
As much as you like, in all sincerity. And so... No, don't follow me. I don't need a procession. Stay here and pray if you want to. I'm going out. Yes. Going out. Alone. Because, in the end, that is what I wanted. To be alone.
In a dirty bathroom. With shadows and spiders for all eternity. Can you stop yourself now? In the street, moving towards something. Why did you go to her? You told her it was for simple numbers, less years in a cage. But that's rubbish. There are no numbers. Do I love her? Is that why I went? But you chased her away like a yapping bitch. Wait here. I don't need a procession. Was it crosses you wanted? Or tears? Her tears? He wanted to see her fear, to smell her pain. No, I wanted to touch a human being. And you dared to have such hopes, such dreams. And you're such a total insect. In a week or so, they'll probably be taking you somewhere in a prison van. Maybe you'll go along here, over these cobbles, beside the canal. And how will you look at the shop fronts then? How will you read this sign? That sign? And... Company Limited. The sea of company. That yellow paint chipped at the top. Oh, God. What's going to happen? Why can't you stop now?
Go to the crossroads and kiss the earth. And shout as loud as you can to the whole world. I have killed. And then God will let you be born again.
Very well, Sonia. You kiss the earth. At least you kiss the cobbles. She's following you. To make sure. She's going to be there forever now. Well then. Let's do this like a human being, shall we?
Please. I would like to speak to Inspector Porfiry Petrovich.
In Crime and Punishment by Fyodor Dostoevsky, Barnaby Kay was Raskolnikov and Poppy Miller was Sonia.
Dear all, we have arrived safe here. We are a long way from anywhere. There is a river, and the camp where Rodya is, and a small village where I have found a place and some work doing washing. I can see Rodya most days. He is well in his health, but he is very down otherwise. He doesn't even care that Mr. Porfiry Petrovich spoke up for him and he only got 8 years. He won't talk to me, or to the other men. They don't like him. Hoping you are all well, Sonia Marmeladov.
Porfiry Petrovich was played by Jim Norton. This is Raskolnikova by Penny Downey. Dmitry Razumikin by Oliver Milburn, Lushin by Anton Lesser, and Dunya by Penny Layden.
Dear all, things go on. I told Rodya this was our first anniversary here, but he doesn't care about anything. He is shut inside himself and won't even read the Bible. I pray for him. The other prisoners all call me their little mother now and like me when I visit, otherwise it would be bad for Rodya. Bless you all. Sonia Marmeladov.
Katerina was played by Frances Jeter, Amalia by Rachel Atkins, Paulenka by Sophie Ward, The Captain by John Rogan, and The Polish Man by Jonathan Tafler.
Dear Dmitri and Dunya, I was sorry to hear your news. I told Rodya his mother was dead, and he was sad, though he tried to hide it. Also, the good news that you were married before she died, so that was nice for her. Rodya has been ill a lot lately, and doesn't seem to be able to get right in himself. God bless
Sonia.
Crime and Punishment, dramatised by Mike Walker and directed by John Taylor, was an independent production by The Fiction Factory for BBC Radio 4.
Dear Dmitri and Dunya, Roger was very ill for some time, but got better. I was able to see him. It was out of the prison camp, by the river where sometimes the convicts are allowed to go. I held his hand, and it was quite sudden.
Why are you still here, Sonia? Why don't you go? Go back to Petersburg.
Roger, I love you. Don't you understand?
How can you love me? Look at me. Look at what I've done. Look at what I am. Everything I am.
I love you.
Everything I have done. Can you love that?
Roger, stop thinking about it. Let it go. None of it matters. Because of love. God's love. My love. Your love. Our love. Love.
Love? Love. Of course. How absurdly simple in the end. And how hard you thought it would be to find it. When all the time it was here in front of you. Sonia.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.